So for the last couple of months, even almost the last past year, abortion has been a big topic of controversy for many people and many government facilities across the United States. So abortion scientifically means to end a pregnancy in the result of what is known as a miscarriage. Now, some people don't technically refer to abortion as a miscarriage because you're forcibly doing it, but scientifically, it is technically still a miscarriage. So, abortion was originally made legalized with Roe v. Wade in 1977. It made abortion legal across the board in the United States on the federal level. This was a very democratic move. As you probably already know, Republicans don't exactly want government intervention in their lives, federal government intervention, but with Roe v. Wade, that's what happened. And before that was made legalized, abortion was being legalized, a lot of women were still having abortions, but one, it was illegal, and two, they were dying from it. Famously, women would use really sharp objects such as metal hangers, glass pins in order to rupture the amniotic sac and henceforth birth the baby, even though the baby would be too young to live and it would die. And so let me just go over what I just said about the term baby. So the whole controversy about abortion is the baby and fetus ideology of what technically that thing is inside of you that's growing. Most people believe that it is a baby from conception because it has a heartbeat, excuse me, it breathes, and it 4 months it starts kicking, moving around. So it's really just a live human being. But scientifically, it is a fetus until around about 20 weeks, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. And really, it's more of a religious matter to some people that all abortion is wrong. You're sinning. It's just unevenly humane killing an unborn child who can't defend himself, which is a pro-life side. They believe that a child should be born, the mother shouldn't kill the baby or fetus, whichever you prefer, because of whatever reason that she chooses. And that's where the pro-life side comes in, where they believe that a woman should naturally have a right to end her pregnancy at whatever stage they feel necessary, whether it's because they just naturally cannot afford to take care of the baby or it wasn't part of their family plan. So New York State is one of the three states currently in the US that allows third trimester abortions, which means technically between months 6 and 9, you can abort your baby. Now, the reason why this is allowed is because most women don't just abort their baby in the third trimester for no reason. It is simply because of the fact that the baby or fetus, whichever you prefer, again, has died inside of the womb, or they will not make it to live outside of the mother. So in that case, abortion is recommended. In some cases, women will go through with that procedure during the third trimester in order to salvage themselves and to salvage their mental health, which is also a really big part of abortion. Now, in the controversy, again, many people do bring up the fact, oh, mentally you'll go insane after you have an abortion because you realize how terrible it was. Not true. About 92% of women who do undergo abortion don't experience any emotional trauma after the procedure, mainly because they do have a main purpose, a sole purpose for doing it. And well, it depends on your viewpoints, and also depends on why you're doing it and how you're doing it. Now, I did read a story on Instagram a few days ago about this woman. She had become pregnant and she had three kids already who were around school age. And around her second trimester, she realized that this pregnancy was killing her. And abortion was the only option to save herself because if she went on with the pregnancy, not only would the baby die, but she would die as well. And having three kids back home, she didn't really have much of a choice. So she went through with the abortion, and yes, it did pain her to go through with the action. However, if she hadn't, then no one would be there for her children. So sometimes it's not exactly because women want to have an abortion, but it's because of sacrifice they need to make for the responsibilities they already have going on in their life. So I understand that a lot of people don't exactly like the concept of abortion. A lot of Republicans, liberals, not liberals, conservatives, sorry, they believe that abortion is wrong, it's inhumane, but at the same time, a right to choose is one of the most controversial freedoms that's going back and forth in the United States today, whether it's the right to abortion or the right to have a gun, which is a whole nother topic I'll discuss in another episode. And because of this idea of, abortion being wrong, Roe versus Wade is currently under attack. As a supporter of Planned Parenthood and just a woman who believes women should have the choice to have an abortion, this is insane. Even if you do find a way to ban abortion, you are only banning safe abortions. Women will not stop having abortions, and it will go back into having back alley abortions and aborting the baby by oneself. It's incredibly risky, and that is the future we are facing currently in America if abortion is put under attack. For those who are wanting to fight abortion and make it illegal, they are currently putting forth laws and regulations for women to follow and abortion clinics and doctors in order to kind of not necessarily stop the process, but just make it slower, as in a woman might have time to change her mind, quote unquote. So there are these set of rules that women have to follow in certain states if they want to have an abortion. For example, they might need parental consent, a 72-hour waiting period from the time she agrees to have the abortion to the time she actually has the abortion. And there are a lot of other crazy laws and rules that are put in place not only for the patient, but for the doctors as well, like a mandatory sonogram. You have to ask the patient if you want to hear the heartbeat, and the patient can say yes or no. Most of the times, it does come to the point where they will hear the heartbeat, and that is to make the sense of this is a living, breathing human being inside of you, and you shouldn't abort the baby. Which, in a lot of cases, doesn't change the woman's mind, but she still goes forward with the abortion, anyways. But even the regulators who put these things on doctors, it makes it very hard for them to do their job. Not only do you have to be cautious of the current laws in place, but also know that in states where abortion is literally this close to becoming illegal, they can get arrested for performing an abortion. So not only is it a personal matter, but it's also becoming a legal matter for these doctors as well. So over the years, I will admit my opinion for abortion has fluctuated quite a lot, and most of it is because of the fact that in starting my opinion when I was much younger, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I was hearing that I was morally corrupt, it's wrong, but that was just one side of the story. And as a young kid, you don't necessarily know how to make your own opinions, much less make an informed opinion. So digging deeper into the situation, I found that abortion is a very touchy subject. Not only that, but the pro-choice side is really the side that I ended up leaning towards, and I'm about to tell you why right now. So women don't just abort their babies for the fun of it. Nobody wants to just get pregnant and all of a sudden, hey, let me just abort my baby. No, it doesn't happen. There are several reasons why an abortion would occur. Many of the reasons why abortion occur isn't necessarily surrounding the fact that the mother just simply isn't ready. It's for so many other reasons. Like, for example, medically, like I had stated earlier, either the baby and the mother won't survive, or the mother just realized that, and the doctor realized that the baby won't survive outside of the womb. And no, it is not true that women abort their babies because they found out they have a disability, because they have autism. Now, while that might happen in some cases, most of the cases, most women really accept their child the way that they come. And, aborting your child for the sake of, because they might have autism, is beyond me. But at the same time, that can also be linked to the fact that knowing your child might have certain medical costs that you can't afford, that's also another reason why you might just push towards aborting your child. Other reasons include financial reasons. Don't have the money. Your spouse him, her, they aren't ready to really take care of a child, not ready to have a family. Another reason might be because your family's already too big. You know, you went to a family planner and you have 4 kids, and here comes the fifth. You're not ready for the fifth. You don't necessarily want a fifth, that's also another reason. And the list can keep going on and on. And the fact that clinics like Planned Parenthood do provide abortion is really a big deal because most people are attacking Planned Parenthood solely because of the fact that they provide abortions. When in reality, they provide hundreds, not hundreds, tens of other services besides abortion. It's a fact that out of all of the services provided at Planned Parenthood, abortion only accounts for 3% of all of those services. Other services include, pap smears, breast cancer screenings, HIV testing, pregnancy tests, regular things that regular human beings need to stay healthy. And with the closure or the attempt of closure of all these Planned Parenthoods, not only takes away access to abortion, but it also takes away access to affordable health care, which so many people need. Teenagers and people who don't necessarily have insurance from all type of backgrounds and gender identities come to Planned Parenthood for the health care that they need. And recently, Trump also put on a disclosure of federal aid to countries, to clinics in countries, sorry, that allow abortion as one of their services. Most of these clinics had the choice of removing abortion as one of their services or face the funding of federal aid and grants from the United States. In reality, most clinics actually rejected United States funding and actually went on their own just to continue the services. And some are still deciding whether they want to do that, not necessarily because they don't want to continue providing care, but because these federal aids are what make their clinics run, and without this money, their clinics might collapse. So as you can see, this is a very touchy subject, not just with a Republican in office, but just with people and their beliefs in general. A belief system is a very strong thing in here in the United States, and as we do pride ourselves on our beliefs are what make people clash in this country. And abortion is just one of those things where it's like, no, it's wrong. No, it's right. I have a choice. No, you can't have a choice. And what really makes me mad is that, so recently on Instagram, there was this photo that surfaced. If you recently were on social media, you saw this picture of these teens wearing MAGA hats making fun of this Indian war veteran. And later, those same boys were resurfaced in a photo with signs that said defund Planned Parenthood. Now, in a patriarchal system like that, boys can get away with things like that. But in reality, for men and boys who want to defund Planned Parenthood, they have no idea what it's like to be a woman with a vagina and a uterus. They are attacking a subject of which they don't even know the proper anatomical terms for our bodies and for what we go through monthly, whether it's just our period or pregnancy in general, and they have the audacity to say, no, it's wrong. Whether it's their belief or their fake scientific revelations that they've come to, men have no right to judge us on our bodies. They have no right to regulate our bodies. If anything, women in office should be the ones that all the women in the country should look to when it comes to regulations on our body and on our reproductive system. So that is it for this episode. It was great talking to you guys. Hope to see you guys in my next episode about gun violence. Also, remember to send me voice messages, whether it's about comments or anything you'd like to say about the topic or any topics you'd like to recommend for a future video. Thanks.